Oh, hello, mate. Lovely to chat with you again. Thank you.
Likewise. It's been a while. Of course, you used to sit in this chair many years ago.
Gee, that was a while ago now. I think, you know, on YouTube, I think there is there's an old 3CV ad that is floating around, TV ad with Bruce Lees and myself on it. And I think we had a clip of John Laws or something. That seems like 1864 or something.
Well, before we get into the reason why we're talking this afternoon, just your memories of Bendigo and Central Victoria when you were sitting in this chair.
Yeah, I loved it. I loved it very much. I loved the radio station, and I really liked the area. I've still got a lot of close friends in Bendigo, a lot of close mates. My brother is still in Bendigo, but I really like the area, and every time I come through it, I've got really great memories. My wife and I lived there for a few years. I think it was about 4 years. Mm-hmm. No, it's terrific. Great part of the world.
Yep, can't complain about it for sure. All right, Justin, let's get into the real reason why we're talking this afternoon. As much as I'd love to talk about Central Victoria and your time here, but there is
anything you want, mate.
There is a very serious book that has been released. Well, I say serious, I'm going to let you explain about it. It's called Babies of the Rose. So with a forum like this, tell us about the book.
Sure. Thanks, mate. It is a fiction, so it's a novel that I've written and has just been released. And even though it's fiction, it is based on real stories that have been told to me by soldiers, mm-hmm. By veterans that have. I mean, I think, you know, I've been really blessed and honoured in this life to speak with veterans from, I think, 6 conflicts: a Korea and World War II and Vietnam and Afghanistan I've talked to a lot of, and East Timor, and I've talked to a lot of people, and I've just sort of collected those little things that they've said to me in those stories, and I thought that I wanted to put it into a fiction. So, you know, the stories in here are, again, they are fiction. I'm not trying to create something that isn't there, but it's all been based on things that have been said to me. And I mean, the truth is, a lot of these veterans that we have, they have just been so damaged. They come back from overseas and they have done a hell of a thing for Australia, for their country. And a lot of them come back and they are really busted up and really broken. And we don't quite learn the lessons. You know, Vietnam, you know, the way we treated our Vietnam veterans is just a national scandal.
Yep.
And sadly, you know, we've sort of done it again with our Afghanistan guys and Iraq guys. We just haven't quite got the level of understanding of what they went through and the way they need to get back into normal life that we should. And that's what I sort of wanted to try to, you know, that's what I wanted to try to put in this book.
Yeah, so how tough was it to talk to these veterans? Because no doubt every story would have been so emotional.
Yeah, I mean, it's a really strange one because, as you'd know, veterans don't talk about war with people, you know, and that's how you know they're a real veteran. They'll never talk about the blood and the death and awful things. But as a journalist, when you're a journalist and you sit down and you talk to them, they do tend to open up to you a little bit. And one of the reasons they do that is because they want the story told properly. They want to get the record straight. They don't want any garbage in there. No, you know, no baloney, you know. And so they will tell you things that they've never told. I've interviewed, you know, I've been around interviews before and I've interviewed people and then family members have said to me, I've never heard that story. Not even a hint of it.
Yep.
Didn't know. But they do tend to open up, and I regard that as a privilege. So it is difficult talking to them, seeing the things that they have been through. As I said, they're just busted up. A lot of them have been really broken, and I think it's our job. You know, when we've got Remembrance Day as well, you know, it is our job to think about it, understand it, ask some questions, learn about the history from these guys, learn about what they have been through, just enough so that we can help them and understand them a lot better.
Sure. Justin Smith joins us this afternoon. The book is called Babies of the Rose. Justin, at one stage did you go, look, I just can't write this particular book for one reason or another? There was just too much emotion involved, or was it just bang straight through right to the finish line?
Oh, look, I mean, it's always tough trying to write because you've got to sit down and you've got to, you know, put your brain into gear, and there are some days that you can't do it. But no, when you're being overly emotional about it, it can be helpful, or, you know, and feeling it. That, well, not can be helpful, it is helpful.
Yep.
I mean, particularly when something is a fiction, it is all driven by emotion and the way people feel. So, you know, that really spurs me on if I can feel it. I mean, it's when you don't feel something that you're worried, but, you know, it's when you feel it that it's great. And I mean, for me, the greatest thing that can happen to me is if I write something and somebody says that, you know, yes, that's what it's like, or I felt that. You know, that to me, that's big. In fact, there's a scene, I won't give it away too much, but there is a section of the book, a person who suffers from post-traumatic stress disorder, I was talking to this week, they said they had just read the book, and that part was exactly how it felt in that moment. And I thought, well, look, I should be happy with that. I should be proud of that, because that's, if you can get that across, then I just felt very proud of telling it correctly. I hope I have.
Yeah.
Well, I hope I have. You're not going to get everything right, but I certainly hope I have.
I reckon you've done a pretty good job, must be said. Now, Justin, very quickly, where can we get a copy of this particular book?
Well, you can get it through bookstores, and you should be able, if they don't have it in stock, they can order it. But you can get it, you can download it on your Kindle and also in Apple Books. But if you want to go to the quickest way to get it, just via mail, you'll have it very quickly, is Wilkinson Publishing. If you just go to if you Google Wilkinson Publishing or even Google Babies of the Rose, the book, you'll find it pretty quickly and order it, and you'll have it straight away.
And we'll have all the links on our website at goldcentralvictoria.com.au. Hey, Justin, really do appreciate your time. All the best with the book, and look forward to catching up very soon.
Daniel, thanks so much, mate. I really appreciate it. And well done to you on your show and to everyone else at the station. It's a ripper. Been there for years, and it's a ripper.